to Rosie on the house. Operators are standing by. We have Miss Stephanie answering the phones this morning at 1-888-767-4348. So people like John can get in and ask us questions. John's got a aluminum. I'm asking you, John, this is an aluminum sliding door that you can't get out.
It is, yeah. It's not vinyl.
Can you tell me how old it is?
You know, the house was built in 2003, so okay. I think it's original with the home.
Okay. John, generally speaking, you have to find the secret position that that door is manufactured for. You probably have to open the door about one-third of the way. Then it is going to lift high enough so you can pull that operative sliding panel out. Don't open it all the way, and don't close it all the way. That's a protective mechanism so that burglars can't lift the door while it's closed and locked and get in the house. Somewheres, usually about one-third open, you're going to be able to lift that door, and it's going to lift completely up and out of the track, and you're just going to slide the bottom out and have a couple guys there because it can get heavy, and then you'll just pull that operative panel out and away, and you're done. And then you set it on side and replace your rollers.
Sounds perfect. Thank you very much. I'll give that a shot.
All right, John. Should work absolutely perfect for you. We appreciate the call. Thanks a million. That opens lines for you at 1-888-767-4348. Romy's joining us from Flagstaff out at Warner's Landscape and Nursery Center and with his Romy segment of the week. Good morning, Romes.
Well, this one is a little off home improvement as we venture every now and then, especially as it relates to fall football season. Roger writes in, he says, good game Saturday, Rosie, good game. I'm an engineer graduate of Wisconsin, and it didn't go my way, but I'll now root for the Tigers to go undefeated. He says he loves the show, and he's a handyman and tells all his customers to listen because he doesn't always have time to come take care of their every need that they could learn just by tuning in. So we appreciate it, Roger, and yeah, it was a good game. At least the fourth quarter.
Yeah, at least the fourth quarter.
Tim in Sedona writes in and says, I bought granite. I need someone to install it. I will tell you, Tim, I see the signs all over roads everywhere, too. Granite clearance, granite countertop, granite this, granite that. That's a lot harder of a project to the reason they're selling it is because it was either ordered or they couldn't use it to begin with. So a lot of times you're buying an inferior product, and now you're looking for a professional to install it. And, of course, if anything goes wrong or if it doesn't line up, it's not the, you know, most people tend to blame the installer, not the fact that they bought something that wasn't practical for their home application. So it is very difficult. We will send somebody. We do have a gentleman that does granite out of Chino Valley. Not part of the network, so we won't mention on there, but a good guy, and he likes to stay small, so we'll try and help you out. But it is when you go to a certified partner, Rosie on the house, most of the time, with very few exceptions, they will want to provide the material. They know the suppliers. They know where it came from. They know the condition it's been in. To show up at someone's house and say, I've got this material, I want you to do it, they don't know if that's been in a shipping container out in the heat. They don't know where it's come from. They don't know if that was a product defect someone was trying to sell up. There's no way they could put a good warranty on it. And ultimately, like we said at the beginning, as soon as something goes wrong, they blame the installer. Well, you know, you can't ask a professional installer to warranty material he doesn't know where it came from. So that's a very hard situation to be in. But good luck. Oh, I got to save this one for later because that was a duct tape question. We'll save that for the 10 o'clock hour. Very. We mentioned last week that Arrowhead Decking and Concrete was new to the project out in the Arrowhead area. They do all kinds of, and they service the entire Maricopa County. They do not only garage coatings, but concrete pours as well. And Alice wrote in just with a rave review on the epoxy garage coating that she got in her two-car garage. It was a four-day project. The owner, John, was in touch every single day, and they complete satisfaction start to finish. So that's a category we've been looking to fill and are glad that we found somebody to take it on with the Rosie brand.
Well, it was great to finally find somebody that was willing to do small concrete pours because, boy, we get requests for that all the time, and there aren't a lot of guys set up to do small concrete pours, so it was especially great having him join the network as well as the incredible work he does on epoxy floorings and coatings. Here this morning at Rosie on the House, we're all getting ready for the storm that is blowing in somewhere from the south. Would love a phone call from maybe Wilcox or Benson to see if you see clouds there, because we certainly don't see them up in Maricopa County yet.
You haven't turned around in a few minutes. There's a few coming in.
You see
in
one
now.
Or two?
Mm-hmm,
okay. All right. We're here. We're covering the Rosie Jeopardy game, where we take questions of topics that we've covered all during the last 30 days. And the winners, we've got some great gifts.
Mm-hmm, we do. Three prizes, first, second, and third. First is a grilling package with a grill bot and some great seasonings. Second place is those Thorn Armor gloves and three products by Bonide.
Okay,
for
but
third
you can't
prize.
Win if you can't play, and the lines are open at 1-888-767-4348. Back to our topic we'll be going into on the 10 o'clock hour, be duct tape. And we asked people to send in their duct tape stories, and boy, we certainly got more than just a few of them in the past week. They're going to be interesting to share in the 10 o'clock hour. If you have a favorite duct tape story, be ready, call in, but not until after the 10 o'clock
hour. And it
can't
involve crime.
And it can involve crime. That's right. We're not going to cover any duct tape crime stories.
We're not bringing up that story yesterday.
Right.
We're not. You're right. You're exactly right. We're not bringing that up, folks.
Escape woman.
We're going to take a small break here, and when we get back, we'll get back to the calls.